to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We have the amazing John W. Spring. And by the way, I'm making progress. Turns out Gary Franchi, who's a good friend of mine for years, had lunch, dinner with actually Donald Trump 3 weeks ago. And he runs Next News Network, which has got millions of audience watching video. He's often doing multiple video clips every day, right up to the minute news. It's amazing. I mean, he's like the video version of Drudge. And I do want people to go visit Next News Network. Gary actually has contacts directly to the president. I'm working hard in making sure I get a contact, either audio or video contact, or actually rating, you know, I will pay for the tickets if necessary to fly John W. Spring directly to be face-to-face, mano-a-mano, with President Trump, not only about the danger of nukes from La Orchilla Island and Punta Norte, but also other issues dealing with what's going on that the president needs to address. I think Trump's trying to do a good job, but he has some bad advisors around him. He needs to fire Mr. Ray of the FBI. We know people inside the DOJ actually decided to put a pass on Mr. Comey getting charged, but I'm thinking, why would they even talk about that now? Because the Durham and the Barr reports are going to come out. They're probably going to impanel a grand jury, and it's most likely Mr. Comey, all the way up to Mr. Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Clinton, are going to get charged. And as they say, the color for the fall is orange. We need to get missile defense, and I believe that Trump is probably on tap with his Space Force, knowing the necessity of it. But given by supernatural intervention and by scientific knowledge, having worked with missile defense 25 years ago, my laser-net interferometry system, and of course the visions that God showed me 2.5 years ago that I later bothered my genius friend Don W. Spring, who actually did the geopolitical footwork to find the truths that, in fact, that there were nukes there, with a 2-mile-long runway for the Antonov 124 jets of the Russians to fly in, in a matter of moments, a launch platform for intermediate-range nuclear missiles. And the latest ones are not just regular INF missiles. They're hypersonic cruise missiles that Mr. Putin has boasted as long as the spring of 2018 on air, on video, that can strike America with at Mach 7 to Mach 9, which is 7 to 9,000 miles an hour. People have to understand, we're talking about something extremely dangerous, and the Russians, although I've heard some rumors that the Russians want to negotiate with America, they have a nuclear gun aimed at our head. They could hit us with an EMP weapon, called the Weapon of Indignation, I've called it, or they could hit our military bases or population centers, or they could hit our allies. And the fact is, it's Russian nukes that you did the research, John W. Spring, that proved that all the nukes that Mr. Kim has are not homemade. They're Russian reassembled from Rosatom just outside Moscow.
Yes.
And the fact is that I don't know if Trump and his advisors are telling fully what's going on. That's why he needs us down in the trenches of America that have been around for decades and are brave enough to tell him the truth about what's going on so he can do a better job, which I believe Trump wants to. I really believe the man has a good heart. He just wants to. That's why he didn't want to hit the Iranians after a Global Hawk $140 million missiles hit to kill 150 people. So he decided not to. But the warmongers inside his own government, including the rhinos, want to beat the war drums. I believe that we can actually do lots of things before we ever talk about with Russia, China, Iran, Venezuela, North Korea, that we can do lots of things that can actually restabilize things very nicely and swiftly without one loss of life or $1 billion spent. So, John, we're working hard. I'm hoping that I'll hear back from Gary Franchi either today or over the weekend. And if we can get a direct contact, I'm going to put you in touch with POTUS himself.
Well, I'm really looking forward to that, Dr. Deagle. I don't want to get our hopes up too high because...
Oh, I have my hopes up. You know why? No, I have my hopes up high. You know why? I've learned how to walk with God. You know how you walk with God? You fill your cup with praise of God, and he fills up your cup with faith. And faith is the substance of things not yet received, but he's given you a guarantee. It's coming like, it's like a certificate from God saying, God's sending you a present. It's coming by Godmazon. Instead of Amazon, it's Godmazon. And Godmazon's going to deliver the ability of John W. Spring, who saved us from the Cuban Missile Crisis and 1983 Grenada Crisis. He's going to send a supernatural intervention to make sure that this president, who is a good man, wants to save America and the world from a thermonuclear war. Because if they start one, most of the population of human race on Earth are going to die, and most living things will die.
Yep.
It'll also force us into a nuclear-induced ice age as well.
Yes. This will do more than just reduce the human population to a half billion. It will, in all probability, annihilate it if action is not taken right away.
It's my feeling we won't even have half a billion left. If you start a nuclear war, even in distant countries that are not directly affected by direct nukes, the ice age and all the other changes to the world climate will kill most of the other population. There'll be very, very few humans left.
So few that it's just unthinkable.
Right.
Not only would we be going back to the ice age, but in terms of technology, it just could not cope or survive. And very few humans know how to adapt to primitive conditions to survive.
Well, you might have a small number of Delta Force and Special Op, but beyond them, you're not. Most of the population can't withstand 4 days without electricity, power, or, you know, their food rotting in their refrigerator and a barking dog or a hungry cat.
Yes.
So the idea is, and as they say, if the power just goes out, and I work with the federal government, Operation Top Off in Dark Weather and FEMA, and I can tell you, in our war game simulations, we killed everybody. Every one of our war game simulations, including a NOAA supercomputer in Boulder, our war game simulation at the Performing Arts Center and down 17th Avenue, with a spray out the second floor window with full called artificially, you know, weaponized anthrax, and having our people go with presenting, quote, symptoms to the local hospitals, like University Hospitals and Presbyterian St. Luke's and whatever, PSL.
Yes.
We killed everybody. People need to realize we are so incompetent, it's beyond the pale, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, if I might digress for just a moment back to La Orchil Island and Punta Huete, the immediate threat is from Latin America, the Caribbean and Central America. But
right.
That's not all. That's just the preliminary part of the attack. The same was true with the Cuban Missile Crisis. Everyone just focused on Cuba itself without realizing that Cuba was to be just the initial strike force with several intermediate-range ballistic missiles with thermonuclear warheads. We were able to... the Soviets or the Russians would have been able to hit most of the continental United States. But the purpose of that deployment was not to destroy the entire United States, but rather to take out the most strategic sites so there could be no retaliation, which would enable Russia then to use the ICBMs, the intercontinental ballistic missiles, with much larger megatonnage, but with somewhat lesser accuracy.
Let me insert some important, because I'm very good at strategic things in war games. The Russians who believe this have had far too much vodka. Apparently, Mr. Putin hasn't, which is why, although he's got these weapons, he understands that if he engages war with America, as one of my friends who worked at in the nuclear navy, he was from Belarusia, and he told me in a kind of a strong kind of Belarusian accent, Dr. Deagle, I've got to tell you the truth. We always worry that you had more advanced weapons in Verhos 13. And we do. If you engage America, we have weapons centuries ahead of you. Scalar weapons that can scramble your DNA at thousands of miles. Rods from God that are depleted uranium rods that can fire at 35,000 miles an hour. You won't even see it coming. Not even hear a sonic boom. Scalar weapons that can scan a city like Beijing and kill everyone in it without even wilting the plants in the windowsill or the paint from the walls. Scalar weapons that can trigger off earthquakes can completely wreck China or break their three dam up in the Yellow River. They have no freaking idea, excuse my English, what would happen to them if they engage war with America. Even if there's only 10 people in Space Command underground, 2 miles underground, the weapon systems America has would annihilate, not just decimate, any comer that wants to engage. Even if they killed every damned American in the cities, you would see America, you would, as I said before, a Chinaman or a person from China, I'm going to refer to a person from China, who are a lot of decent people there in China, there's nice people there, would disappear. The people from Russia, including nice, you know, wonderful babushkas and Russian people that are decent, they would disappear. They would fade into non-existence. And yes, they would kill most of us. In fact, probably what would happen is in the first day, 300 million Americans would die, a good portion of us because we're preppers. I would make a guess between 16 and 20 million Americans would survive a thermonuclear clash. But again, the weather and climatic disasters might kill a lot of the rest because we're going to be plunged into a nuclear ice age. So of that 16 million that might survive the initial blast, if we're plunged into an ice age, I would guess that 1 in 100 would survive the ice age coming. 1 in 100. And that means you have to have food supplies, it means to grow crops and so on in a decimated world, which is also not only radioactive, but remember, they've also destroyed the carbon-oxygen cycle, so the oxygen concentration has to drop, so you have to have an oxygen concentrator to live inside a containered secret place. People don't realize what's coming. What's coming is Satan wants to abort the entire human race because he knows our destiny is to become the bride of the Most High. Our destiny is to become the everlasting bride indwelt by the Spirit of God so we don't do evil, to colonize the solar system and the cosmos. It's to become co-equal with the Creator God because God fuses with us and we become collectively over the hundreds of trillions of humans that descend from us down through the ages with extended lifespans, colonize and terraform Titan and Mars and spread out across the galaxy to bring order out of the chaos of the heavens, not just going to heaven to play harps, but yeah. The heavens. God wants us to be the angels, if you want to call it the midwives of the cosmos. That's our destiny, is to become his wife, to bring him children that will bring him glory and get to know the glory and the beauty and the wonder of the Most High God that lives in eternity where there is no past or future. And the everlasting bride is us, living in time-space, serving God and completely incapable of evil in the future because evil will have been stomped out. It'll be taken out of our character, out of our being. And collectively, we will be sanctified as the bride of the Creator. That's our destiny. It's not to be wiped out by Satan and the globalists. And by the way, the globalists on the left and right want to wipe out the human race or cause us to become transhumans. I see even on Drudge, they talk about experiments of making half-human monkeys, half-human rats, so you can do medical experiments. And these fools that want to do life extension using their technology, these are evil people. They're disturbed people. They're demonically energized and possessed.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so please come back, because I want you to talk about the solution. The solution is, if we do get missile defense, it should be shared with all nations. It should also be shared that we have also defense against biological weapons, which I already have. My nutraceuticals will kill all bioweapons. Doesn't matter if it's a T-virus that can paralyze you or a bioweapon, a virus or bacteria. I'm also developing scalar weapons. I'm developing scalar weapons that can kill off a pathogen even thousands of miles from the original source of entry into the country. Do you know that? I'm building a scalar radionic bioweapon destroyer that can actually destroy bioweapons for thousands of miles. That's what I'm working on.
Outstanding.
Now people say, who are you, Dr. Deagle? I am the incarnation in the frame of Moshe for our day. And if my wisdom and the wisdom of my co-hosts, like yourself, don't percolate through to the leaders of our countries, we are doomed. Not because I'm wonderful, but because I'm willing. I'm willing to die for the Most High God because I love him. I don't expect to get extra points in heaven. No. I just love God. I'm willing to die for my Creator God who took me, an unwashed sinner, and sanctified me. And even when he sent me back from heaven at 8.5, he said, now if you fall away from me, Bill, and I was a little boy 8.5, so I hadn't done much bad, you know, I will destroy you. And I said, I love you so much, God. I will do your will to save your people on earth and give them the truth. And he cried and he said, no one has said this to me except your ancestor Moshe that said, take my name from the book of life to save my fellows. And for this reason, when you fall away, I will shake your ugly carcass and I will make you my son again. That's what he wants to do all of those people out there that are sinners. Make us some sons and daughters of the Most High, sanctify the human race, and wipe out war and pestilence and take evil out of the earth.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
welcome back. We have John W. Spring here, and John, I'd like you to give your analysis of what you'd say if you had a chance to talk to POTUS. What would you say to him?
Well, I would say, Mr. President, it's a pleasure to meet you. And I might mention a few things about myself, and I might share a similar situation that you've encountered, not quite as dramatic, perhaps.
No, I think it's dramatic. To be honest with you, I believe a lot of inspiration happens at different levels in different people. You receive supernatural intervention, but you have the intelligence and the IQ and the determination to find the facts to back it up. I believe that there's three levels of facts. We have what I call the open source, which I call the sewer net or libraries. We have intel, and I have still contacts inside the intel agencies. Many of them listen to my show and contact me after. And then third level, supernaturally. And I believe God can give inspiration just to give you an idea that maybe you should pursue something, and I believe God did that. I believe that you have a prophetic and apostolic calling. You may not call yourself a prophet or an apostle, but I believe that it's an apostolic calling that actually saved us from the Cuban Missile Crisis in Grenada back in 1983. And God is holding back the winds of destruction because he wants to have grace. He wants to give America time to repent. He wants to give the world time to repent. And without people like us that receive the grace of God, remember, we're not wonderful. We're not better than the little baby in utero that's going to be aborted in 10 minutes. We're not better than the person who's committed murder, who has repented and is now going to death row, but he's a repentant Christian. What people have to understand is God doesn't grade on the curve, but he uses people as he gifts them, and he knows from the end, from the beginning, that people that are going to be obedient to him, he will give you greater grace and amplify your gifts so that whether they're intellectual or gifts like the gifts of this radio network, we're able to get the truth out to millions of people every week so the people will understand the truth and the truth will set them free. But it's not the truth of a man. I believe a lot of the truth you have, even though there's technical details, etc. in it, it was seeded by the will and the inspiration of the Most High God. So I give God all the credit, despite the fact we have gifts. Those gifts even came from God. So, you know, we're there to be, I call myself the guy that carries the bait bucket for the Lord. I'm not the fisherman. I'm the bait bucket guy, and so are you, right?
Yes. I don't know if I ever shared this with you, Dr. Deagle, but back in 1959, when I was 20 years old, I was actually considering pre-med.
Right.
And I had worked at an emergency first aid station in Beverly Hills in the basement of the city hall. And it just happened it was my day off. And so I decided to drive down to the beach where my parents were staying. And my mother said to me, dinner's not quite ready yet, John. Why don't you go out for a swim? Now, the time we're talking about was just after the lifeguards were getting ready to leave their stations, which they did, and loading up on the trucks. And I walk out across the sand and reach the shoreline. And the strangest phenomena, Dr. Bill, that I have never encountered at any Southern California beach before in my entire life.
I
reached the shoreline, and the water was just as smooth as glass. There's always at least some surf.
Right.
And the water was as warm as what I had encountered about a year earlier at Acapulco Bay.
Right.
And so I swam out about 200 yards offshore, and I could. It was so quiet. I could hear some children near their homes playing, maybe just before or after their supper. And there was still enough daylight, and the visibility was unlimited. In front of me was Santa Catalina Island. To my right was Point Fermin in San Pedro Bay, and to my left I could see the silhouette of Huntington Beach Pier and even a little bit of Newport Beach in the distance. And there wasn't a single vessel on the entire horizon. And a few minutes later, I hear something as I'm facing away from shore, coming from my left shoulder. And so I turn my head to the left, and I see this massive phenomenon of coming straight towards me. And at first I thought maybe it could be a small submarine. And as it came closer, I knew I had to take evasive action, but it, whatever it was, it was propelling at a far greater rate than I could swim.
Right.
So rather than swimming further out, I decided to swim obliquely towards this creature or whatever it was, and hopefully somehow reach shore.
Right.
Well, as it came closer, it became clear that it was some type of shark.
Right.
And even to this day, I'm not certain exactly what type of shark it was, but I was a fairly good swimmer back then. I played varsity water polo in college and
right.
competed in swimming. And I swam as fast as I could, and I wasn't wearing fins, swim fins. And I just prayed to the good Lord for a miracle. You
right.
heard that expression, pray for surf. Well, I definitely prayed for surf, and with the hope that I might make it to shore alive, because this massive creature I had calculated was turning its body just about the time, and out of nowhere came this groundswell, and I was able to body surf all the way to shore to ankle-deep water. But,
wow.
But one thing I need to share before I had that miracle of that groundswell, I said, Dear Lord, I know there's no possibility that I would ever be able to get out of the situation alone. And I'm thinking and talking to the Lord in a very rapid rate.
But in other words, you were seated that God was in control of everything.
Yes, but I said, if you should show mercy and I should survive, I will serve you the rest of my life with geopolitical matters, because earlier I had come to the realization that none of our leaders in Washington really had the type of knowledge or wisdom that I did, even though I was not a college graduate at that time.
Right.
And I basically, at that time, even though it took about another year, I changed my major to an entirely different field.
Right.
So there is something very spiritual. I mean,
yeah, God preserved you
through
an event. He would preserve you. You've had other events that happened. I remember you mentioned you were on the freeway one time after you released information about the Cuban Missile Crisis, and you thought someone was going to try to take you out. See, I believe that God is there for us in times where we think we're in control, when really God's in control.
Yeah.
We have to hand over the fact that our very existence, our next breath, comes from God.
Yeah.
That happened to me at birth at 8 and a half, and also 5 years ago where I almost died. It happened almost again in January when I was transitioned from Genesis, and the devil was trying to take me out then one night. And people said, well, why are you alive, Deagle? I said, I'm alive because I hand over my life to God. And he knows that despite, you know, my failings, and I have failings because I'm a sinner like everybody else, that I always return to God and I say, you know, God, you're in control. And I'm turning this over to God right now, that Gary Franchi or some other pathway, we're going to get to talk to the president, because this president, I believe, was prophetically put there. Now, I know his father was a high-level Royal Irish Scottish Rite Mason. I don't know if Trump is, but I suspect he is. But I see a lot of people that have done great evil. In fact, many Masons have actually talked to. I remember I talked to one gentleman who was actually Jewish who became a 90th degree Mason. Now, I'm advanced enough in knowledge I could actually evangelize a 90th degree Mason. So you can imagine how much I know. I only talk about a tiny amount of what I know on every field, whether it's geopolitical, scientific, technical, or artificial intelligence, because most people, when they start to realize just exactly how many skills God's given me, they think, am I an alien? Am I a devil? Am I like the Red Webbot project? Am I a deep state intelligence agent trying to manipulate the public? And I didn't get respect wherever I've been. I didn't get respect when I was even at Clear Channel, we tried to crack some jokes, but, you know, I never got knocked off the air. I didn't get respected at Genesis Network the last year and a half I was there because they wouldn't even let me say I had a show on the network. And they were terrified I was going to disagree with their chief honcho, Alex Jones, who was basically an operative to control the narrative of stories over decades. He got particularly angry with me in 2007 when I disagreed with his physicist, Dr. Jones, because I have a background in nuclear physics. I'm not just a minor person. I belong to the nuclear division of physicians and so on for nuclear responsibility for 40 years. You know, and then when people talk about environment, I work with Patrick Moore, who is one of the founders of Greenpeace. I'm a charter member of Greenpeace 50 years ago. So in every one of these things, God had my daytimer. He put me through, in many cases, living hell and persecution for his sake. Not for my sake. People say, well, why did, you know, do, you know, my favorite book in the Bible is Job. You've been through a Job-like experience, and so have I. God lets you go through the Job-like experiences to turn to God and totally rely on him. And even at the moment of death, when you're dying of cancer or a violent accident or someone shot you because you're being assassinated, God is there with you. And he's there with America right now. America is like ancient Babylon, and the writing is about to go on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, peres. You saw it with Detroit, the debates with the demon rats the last 2 days. These people don't believe in exceptionalism. Exceptionalism comes from God. They don't believe in the right of the Constitution or the right of the individual to have autonomy. They don't believe in self-protection. All these people that are killed are in no-gun zones 98% of the time. What people don't understand is the entire Democratic Party is called demon rats, and many of the Republicans are globalists that believe their wisdom comes from their good high-level training in one of the top schools. No. If your wisdom doesn't come from the Creator God, it's by definition evil. And what you've done is, even though you have the intellect, you've subserved that to God to say, okay, God, direct me to find the source, whether it's a public source or an intel source, or just use my intellect to cross-corroborate things, which he did a year or so ago. So Charlotte Iserby, who's a brilliant educational person, gave you credit, but you didn't turn credit to Dr. Deagle. And the credit to Deagle doesn't go to Deagle. It goes to God. Because he started showing me visions 2.5 years ago about the nukes in La Archila Island and Punta Huerte, Nicaragua. People need to know, why do I know these? Not because I do have intel people that contact me, too. I can phone up one of my friends who's a Pentagon engineer for years. I got people inside CENTCOM. People, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, because I had above top secret clearance. And when I say things on my show which are classified, because I release more classified information on my show than all other radio or TV shows on the planet in human history. There's nobody even close. That includes Alex or anybody else, including, you know, Jeff Rentz and Coast to Coast Radio. These people are minor players. No one is even close. And I give the facts backed up by logic, evidence, and intel sources. I don't want to give up my sources, but I can tell you, when I get brilliant people like yourself on, and God's brought these people to me, like, you know, Ken Klein, who's a family survived the Holocaust, is a Jewish Christian. I call him in the framework of Ezekiel. Believe it or not, he's like the prophet Ezekiel in our day. We got yourself, John W. Spring, probably the most brilliant military analyst available in your 80s now, with past experience and awards for the fact you saved the country from an attack. Because if that attack had happened in the Cuban Missile Crisis, Russia would have ruled the world since, right?
Yes.
They would have been ruling the world. And by the way, even right now, with China, China's only starting to develop nuclear weapons. They got intermediate and short-range weapons in the South China Sea Islands, and they're trying to build military bases tied in with their Belt and Road program. What people need to understand is, if America does not become righteous, the world is going to decay to annihilation. And the globalists, like the ones on the, you know, look at there's one of these candidates, I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to give him credit, he said it's too late, we have to move our people to high ground. In other words, the world is finished, move our people to high ground. And they want to spend $200 trillion, which we don't have. I believe we can have a safety net, and I disagree with people, even like my pastor Butch Bob says it's not in the Constitution to take care of people. Yes, it is. The tithe was to be given to the Kohanim, my ancestors, who later became the Magi because they married the daughter of the king of the Medes, and they gave the gifts to Yeshua because they knew he was the Messiah. My ancestors were the Magi. People need to know this. Who is this guy, Dr. Deagle? God has sent me as a gift to you out there, America and the world. And the gift of John W. Spring, you need to support him. Again, if you want to donate so we can put a ticket together to fly him to POTUS, we've got to get him in front of POTUS sooner rather than later because they want to assassinate him, and I've got word that they tried to 4 days ago.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back, John. Please continue. So, what would you say to POTUS? What would be your primary things you'd say if you were sitting in mono, let's say with a little fire on, and you've got, you're sitting in the green room right beside the Oval Office? And he's sitting in his chair comfortably, and you're in your chair, and you're alone. Basically, maybe you've got a reporter there kind of recording things. Yeah. But other than that, and it would have to be a White House reporter, so it would be classified information. What would you say?
Well, I would have to get to the point of my reason for the visit, and that is primarily because we have a missile crisis. We have a missile crisis which you are completely unaware of because your intelligence community is basically incompetent and unable to analyze the situation adequately.
Right.
And then I would have to introduce myself and basically tell him of some of my actual accomplishments related to previous missile crisis. And then I would more or less try to get his reaction, try to read how he's interpreting what I'm saying, and then take it from there, basically.
I would add a couple of things to that. The first thing I think, number one, is you have to understand that you're a saved Christian, and a lot of your inspiration is not only the fact that you're a genius of geopolitical analysis, but God's inspired you to intervene now for the third time. This is a big deal. And then you need to reference the fact that while you were bugged by your cohort, Dr. Bill, who's the host of the show you're on regularly, because you're a major player here on my network, my show, you're on at least once a week, and that God showed your cohort, Dr. Deagle, visions, and that God said to you that Dr. Bill sees that Dr. Donald Trump is called to be there like King Cyrus of Persia that rebuilt the Temple of Zerubbabel, that God has a supernatural purpose for God to not only save America, but the world, and to save the state of Israel, and to have it repent. And basically, right now, Israel is in grave danger. I mean, they have, if you know the number of missiles, how many missiles do you think are aimed by Iran directly as through Hezbollah, directly at Israel right now within strike distance of 15 to 20 minutes?
Well, when you're including Hezbollah, the short-range missiles along the Sinai Peninsula, you're probably talking about 100 missiles aimed at Israel right now, maybe even 200.
Let me give you some facts that I have from my classified sources. We have 25 to 30,000 regular missiles and highly accurate retargetable missiles, 1,500. That's within extreme range, within 5 to 10 minutes of hitting any target inside Israel accurately, like a air base or an airport or a runway. And we're talking about medium, intermediate range missiles from Iran or from Russia, or long range missiles. There's an incredible number. And of course, remember, any war with Iran with Israel would be pull immediately Russia in to fire missiles at Israel too. And Israel's going to respond. The very first missile that they could even see coming, because they're building basically any missile systems. We're funding the Israelis to develop not only Iron Dome, but also advancing the theater air defense system, which has been advancing over steps from 25 years ago when I was involved, and taking care of the technicians involved in it, working at the White Sands Missile Base in Vandenberg in California. What people need to understand is the Israelis are advancing things like the Tesla plasma ray systems to actually hit missiles with lasers or with plasma weapons from the ground. And drone-based systems that actually can have a drone that can actually target a missile as it's coming in over the horizon. What people need to understand is the Israelis, because they're in such extreme danger, are actually scrambling very quickly to build missile defense not only for them, but us and our allies. And America is funding a lot of it. Okay, I know I've contacted the people in missile defense in Israel, and their main office, by the way, is in Los Angeles, California. What people need to start grasping here is that God is trying to give Donald Trump supernatural evidence and information. He also should understand that God has also given Dr. Deagle the advance on the Brilliant Pebble system, which was conceived and given to Ronald Reagan. In fact, I talked to a four-star general who sat between Ronald Reagan and Mr. Mikhail Gorbachev. And when Ronald Reagan talked about Star Wars, Gorbachev had a fit, they call a bird, you know, in the meeting, back in the early 1980s. And this four-star general told me 2 miles underground on July 10th, 1994, how much Gorbachev freaked out and realized that Ronald Reagan was trying to be reasonable, because he was listening at the time to Linda LaRouche, who was wanting to share missile defense with the Russians. And to be honest with you, the Russians should be natural allies of ours rather than enemies. We created an enemy because we needed to have a dialectic of opposition, just like King Nimrod of Babylon. The globalists want an oppositional power like China or Russia to be able to potentially destroy America so they have this giant military-industrial complex. This is all a game. And Russia doesn't want to play this game, although the Russians are tough. I mean, they're red-haired Eastern, if you want to call it, Vikings from the inner areas of Russia. But to be honest with you, they're the same genetic people as my ancestry in Norway, the name Deagle, or my wife, who's a J1C Viking. These are tough people. They lived in northern climates. They had to survive incredible weather and hunt and fish and everything. But the problem is that Russia should be a natural ally of America, not an enemy. In fact, there's even prophecies going back 500 years inside the Orthodox Russian Church that Russia at some point in time will be a major player in helping to save the world from a, you call it, weaponized beast. Well, the weaponized beast is the United Nations, the British Empire in its new incarnation, the United Nations, and the enforcer of that is America. We are the enforcer of the cop of the world. We're the beast. In fact, whether it's artificial intelligence or military power, other nations would like to pretend that they have equivalency to America, including Russia. They're delusional. And what we need to understand that, and they need to understand, that's why they're terrified, because they understand the financial force of America. Even the treaties that Donald Trump is doing are going to guarantee the New World Order is going to build, quote, the 10 kings that have power with the beast with 1 hour. The USMCA treaty, although it's a better replacement for the NAFTA agreement, if done wrongly, will force the world into a world order where America and its banks and its international corporations will run the world, and they'll have total hegemony. It'll be a right-sided beast. Remember, the New World Order is a two-legged beast. There's a right leg and a left leg.
Yeah.
People don't realize, they all look at the left leg saying, oh, those demon rats. No, no, no. There's a right leg to the beast, too, and many of the people advising Trump are in that right leg.
Yes.
They want America to scare the heck out of these other nations so that they make a treaty with us. They want us to terrify them economically, like Iran. Iran doesn't want to fight America. Iran was actually an ally in past times with us. I want you to point out the points on this. When you talk to Trump, you need to point out some historical facts that Iran and Russia should be natural allies of America, not enemies, should they?
Yes, this is so true. Going back to the Civil War, of course, Tsarist Russia was an ally of the United States.
And they aggravated Britain because they were an ally. In fact, Britain made it in their public documents. They're aggravated by Russia, who actually sent ships and threatened to fight Britain to make sure that when we had our war with Britain, that they were going to back us.
Yes.
Yeah. People don't know this, do they?
No. By the way, I'm sure you're aware of this, Dr. Deagle, but perhaps members of your listening audience are not. At the end of the Civil War, there were those that felt we should make a payment of reward to Russia for their naval fleets assisting ours against the British.
Right.
However, the others felt that we should not give any money to any monarchy. And, of course, Tsarist Russia at that time was a monarchy.
Right.
So one of the Russian diplomats said, well, we would like to make a suggestion. We have this worthless land called Alaska, and rather than making payment to the Tsar, just make payment to the Russian government for this worthless land, so your Secretary of State Seward will be able to make payment and at the same time not upset those who oppose payment to the
Tsar. In other words, we acquired Alaska as a reward to Russia for helping us in their war.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting historical fact, which, by the way, very almost nobody knows this fact, do they?
That's so true. Of course, Alaska is a very interesting place. I happened to visit the old Russian Orthodox Church in Sitka, Alaska, before it burned down, and since then it's been rebuilt, but it was remarkable that one of the monks or a priest was able to actually build a clock for that steeple. It was back in 1960 that I was in Alaska. That's a few decades ago. And I spoke with one of the Russian Orthodox priests, and he said that even some of the elderly Eskimo women at that time could still speak Russian, you know. So,
If you go to Alaska, there's still people that are of Russian heritage, and still remember the fact of Russia. And so, there's a deep alliance in Alaska with Russia.
Yes, Now, of course, there
isn't
was
that wild?
A Russian colony here in California called Sevastopol or Sevastopol.
Sevastopol, yeah.
Yeah, however you pronounce it. But so much for American history. But yes, there have been a lot of connections and relations with Russians. I would like to see these improve, but it's kind of difficult for relations to improve when you're in a missile crisis.
Yeah, but you're with the dialectic of missiles and the dialectic of economic chaos. For example, the Chinese, because they're communists. And remember, where do you think the fastest growing church on earth? And by the way, there's all kinds of Christians. I mean, the fastest growing church in China is evangelical Christians going on, and some Catholics, but mainly evangelical.
Yeah.
And they're persecuted. In fact, if you have one, and I've had this over 25 years now, if you own a page of the Bible and you evangelize in China, you get sent to a Laodai camp, one of 20,000 Laodai camps, and the first thing they do is tissue type you for your organs. Now, if they decide that your tissue came up to a given individual, your liver, your lungs, or whatever, in Europe, or say at Emory, where they tried to recruit me back in 1987 to this cartel of, you know, international organ trade, which is, by the way, run by our intel agencies and these international agencies. They tissue type you, and the first thing that happens is if your tissue comes up, they charge your family for the bullet to kill you in the back of the head while they whip out your organs on a Schwinn ice cream truck-like device for where they have an operating room that's mobile by the airport and by the aircraft with the organs ready to be transported to a organ transport by rapid flight to, say, Europe or America. People don't know this. They think, well, I'm making this up, Dr. Deacon. You're making this up. You're just a really good storyteller. No, I'm not. God's a storyteller. He shows things to me on the natural by having me go through living hell to see these things personally. I arrived at my desk one day in my office in Augusta, Georgia, 1987, and I couldn't believe it. I had honey ham and all kinds of cool stuff. I was like, whoa, this is like a feast. So I said, and it was a letter to thank you, and it was from a vascular surgeon. I said, why did you do this? He says, well, I want to talk. So I sat down with him for lunch at a local restaurant, and he offered me to become because I worked in the trauma and burn unit and the emergency department, so I'd have people coming and dying of head wounds or rock climbing accidents, or they had a stroke in there. Even a young person, if they had an injury. And they wanted to whip out their fresh organs, and they wanted me to be part of this kind of occult cartel, grabbing organs from people that otherwise might survive. Now, God let me see all this stuff. You know what I told him to do? After I found out, I say, take this honey ham and insert it rectally. Which would have hurt a lot, by the way. It's a big ham.
Yeah.
So you ought to know, God put me through this, so I know this firsthand. It's not secondhand. Dr. Deagle's not reporting it because it's a good story or I'm trying to entertain you. I want to scare you into the arms of the Most High God. And we want to get you in front of POTUS now. That's important. Thank you, John W. Spring. We'll get you there soon.
Okay,
hour number
Dr.
three coming up. Where we keep praying, God will do it. We fill his cup with praise. He'll fill our cup with faith, which is the substance of things not yet received. But he will do it if we praise him and thank him and ask him and keep on holding his talis, his prayer shawl. He will do it. Back in a moment with Dr. Benny Martini and words and major research that we're going to talk about today. You don't want to miss it.